the Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In Pennsylvania, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, in a 3-0 decision, ruled that Lehigh County's seal featuring a cross does not violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. The ruling came about after the Supreme Court's decision to keep an historical and symbolic monument, the Blandensburg Memorial Cross, in Maryland. Likewise, the cross on the seal signifies the religious freedom that German settlers experienced after fleeing from religious persecution from their homeland. Let's all thank the Lord for another big win for the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
ABC aired The Little Mermaid live. The production started off as Frozen, but thanks to global warming, they had to change it to A Little Mermaid.
Hey, now!
That's reasonably clever.
I get it. Two things you should know. This is more or less breaking news in that Adam Schiff Show has announced the public hearings will begin next Wednesday.
Finally!
So public impeachment hearings begin on a Wednesday.
Yes!
As they attempt to move the needle on that whole thing.
Yeah, we could have an on-air meeting about that if you'd like. There's no way I want to air that. It's going to be boring and dumb and of zero impact.
How about if Bolton was testifying?
That might be exciting.
Yeah.
That might be exciting. Because I tell you what, and I've said this for quite some time, the impeachment hearings, they're just hearings. They're branding them impeachment hearings to make it sound exciting. But it's not part of the impeachment process. It's just hearings digging up dirt. If there's enough dirt, then they impeach the guy. So it's just oversight hearings.
Oh, I mentioned last hour, so Walmart's really gone full out on their grocery delivery thing. Walmart's competing with Amazon.
This is news I can use.
Yeah, we do the Amazon grocery thing, and it's pretty awesome.
I don't believe we've ever done it for an immediate need. If I decide, for instance, Judy and I are having tacos tonight, and I realize at 10 o'clock in the morning, good God, we have no shredded cheddar cheese. Can I get cheddar cheese in time for dinner?
Depends on where you live, but I don't know whether we do it that much for immediate, but just shopping for groceries in general.
Okay.
It's so simple.
So it's more plan-ahead-y, regular grocery shopping.
You get in the habit and
single ingredient stuff tends not to be the best value because you can, or it's
right,
based on how much food you can fit in the box that they ship.
But okay. But if you're, right, like, we're ordering, you know, X boxes of Cheerios a month or whatever.
X boxes? How rich are you?
You know, this many loaves of Wonder Bread a week, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it just shows up at your house. It's flipping fantastic. Well, Walmart's competing.
You feed your children Wonder Bread?
Yes, I do.
Seven grain organic.
1,400 stores are now doing it. Walmart's competing, which means
7 to 9 grain organic.
Prices will probably go down as they're competing now. So I wonder if the days of going to grocery stores is going to be dwindling away.
Oh, thanks. Sign grocery store employees.
And then this note, I came across this in the New York Times today, op-ed by Steve Rattner. You might not know who he is.
I know that name.
He worked in the, was a counselor to the Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration. He's on Morning Joe. He's on MSNBC. He's
oh,
on
that's why I know him.
Joe Scarborough. He hates Trump. He was a Hillary supporter, actually. But, he's a Democrat, full-on Democrat. He's got an opinion piece today. I'm not trying to make that sound like a pejorative. I'm just trying to make it clear.
He's a total Democrat.
And I'm not trying to out him.
That's a pejorative.
That's his
I'm kidding.
Thing. That's why this story is important.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat. He's going to vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is. He said the Warren way is the wrong way in his op-ed piece today. Her big government plans would damage rather than improve our economy. That's one of a dozen heavyweight Democrats that are out there saying Elizabeth Warren's plans are just awful.
Yeah. I tell you what.
And she's currently in the lead in Iowa.
The other day, they said, well, estimates are there will be 21 million. Is that the right number of jobs lost? 3-year plan?
I don't think it was that high, but I thought it was $2 million.
Can you take a look? No, it was an astounding number. Somebody look out how many jobs lost Elizabeth Warren's plan. And she conceded
we agree it's millions.
The number that was more or less accurate. And I could be way off. I don't know. There are too many numbers these days. We need to have 3 or 4 good solid numbers that you can depend on.
That might be my favorite thing ever. There are too many numbers these days.
First thing I'm seeing from the National Review says results in 2 million jobs lost.
Jacqueline's. So anyway, they said 2 million jobs, and she said, yeah, that's right, but people who lose their jobs in health insurance can get jobs in other sorts of insurance, like car insurance or life insurance.
Which is a laughable response.
Right, that's the problem. That's idiotic. They already have their people. They're running their businesses. They're not going to suddenly hire hundreds. And it's not like they've been starving for human beings.
Well, and if I'm...
it was just a dumb response.
It's dumb in all kinds of ways. Right. So I'm the office whatever for this health insurance. I go to a different office that needs my skills in data entry and this and that. It doesn't have to be a different insurance place. I mean, the whole thing was stupid. It was like a kid's version of an answer.
Well, and she's not a dumb person. That's what I'm a little mystified by Elizabeth Warren, because maybe it's just blind spots. Sometimes she displays blind spots that are impossible to explain, because these questions, I mean, everybody's talking about these questions are going to have to be answered when she unveils her plan. And it took her months to unveil her plan. And then she's flat-footed over the, well, what about everybody who works in private insurance and private medicine? Well, they can work for a car insurance. What? No, just say, look, there'll be a giant government.
Because car insurance will all of a sudden need 2 million more people?
Right,
why?
Exactly.
They got nothing to do with health insurance.
Yeah, I know. It was just dumb, but we'll see how it goes.
Plus, if I'm an HR person or I'm an accounting or whatever, I don't have to stay in the insurance industry. That's the part that struck me as like a childish way of looking at the economy.
Right.
So you have to stay in the insurance world. I mean,
well, she's an academic.
I realize for some people your expertise would be insurance specifically, but not a lot of those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just kind of a weird thing to say.
I'm so pro-education. I'm so pro-learning. I think learning ought to be a joy for a lifetime. You ought to learn as much at age 70 as you did at age 17. That's really
I come across a new nonfiction book where I'm going to read something and learn something. I just get a thrill out of it.
And then
I just love it.
When am I going to friggin' read this? Anyway. So that's, I think that's incredibly important to having a happy life. On the other hand, I want to hear from academics almost never. When their field of expertise is the topic of discussion, well then, okay, yeah, what have your studies shown? What do you think? And then those of us who function in the real world, which is virtually all of us, will take what you have given us and apply it. It's like the difference between theoretical science and applied science. I have a lot more interest in applied science. Academics have a wildly outsized influence in American life these days, in American politics, American media, in my opinion. I know academics, and some of them I like very much. They're very bright, imaginative people, but they have no effing idea how the world works. And it's like talking to a space alien. I mean, it's interesting, but I don't want them to tell me how to make my house payment. So
what's Elizabeth Warren's
expertise? She's an academic.
Circling the wagons and defeating Custer?
Wow, there is no need to go there at all. She's a law school academic. You know, if I had a question about bankruptcy law, which I guess was her big popular class at Harvard, and yet another example of why I didn't go to law school. I just couldn't take it.
I would find that painful. Oh, my God.
What's that? Bankruptcy law class?
A full semester of bankruptcy law and studying and memorizing and tests, maybe writing a paper.
Right.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even do that one thing.
Yeah. You know,
sounds
folks,
painful to me.
Folks like our friend Tim the lawyer or Craig the Obama.
Well, I'm glad there are people that do
guru.
It.
Well,
I couldn't.
You do it to acquire a bunch of tools. Then you can get back to ideas and real life and business and whatever. And I kind of wish I'd had the discipline to do that. But I just could not take several more years of school. Anyway, Liz Warren suffers pretty frequently from academia-itis, and I think we're seeing that on display. And I think the more she scrutinized, the more you'll see.
Well, my overarching point was there are heavyweight Democrats coming after her. Right. This is not a she rose to the top of the polls and now the Republicans are really digging into her. No.
No.
It's her, and not just other candidates either. It's people that are just out there that are the powerful people on that side of politics are saying, no, 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 no. This person, one can't win and her policies are crazy.
Right. The only people you'd think who might be supporting her other than her own supporters are Bernie supporters, and they don't think she's wacky enough because she has at least verbally embraced the free market.
They don't think she's sincere, according to some people right. I've talked to. They don't think she... Bernie is sincere.
Right.
He wants the government to take over everything, and he thinks that'd be the best. She's right. going to... She's going with the I'll build a wall and Mexico will pay for it, but fighting really hard against illegal immigration will be good enough.
Right, right. Yeah. Wow.
Which is more realistic, probably, her view, because Bernie can't do what he says he wants to do. That's one of the things she gets knocked for. Well, it's unconstitutional. You would never have the votes.
You could go on with your list if you wanted.
The money doesn't exist to make it, the math work, et cetera, et cetera. But
I mean, it's...
it'll be interesting to watch how this plays out, I'll tell you. Sean did the looked it up. We were talking about this earlier. We knew somebody famous had once written a check to a prostitute. Jerry Springer of the Jerry Springer Show, who was a politician way back in the days, he twice wrote personal checks to prostitutes. So that's how he got caught.
Jerry.
Down in the memo you write for intercourse.
Crime is a cash business, people.
Yeah. Crime 101, taught by Professor Sean.
Don't ask for receipts. Don't write checks.
Jussie Smollett, we're looking at you. Jerry Springer, go to the ATM, get some 20s.
Right. And then pay cash for your bleach and your rope.
Right.
As opposed to writing down in the memo for bleach and rope.
So your top 10 most left states and your top 10 most people going to them states. They have certain commonalities.
Okay.
We can touch on that for you if you like.
And I still need to get to people are willing to lie for sex, which is just disappointing.
How many details can there be?
Well, there's a few.
Okay.
The way they did the experiments is kind of funny.
Oh, boy.
To figure out, why do you have to do experiments to figure this out? Have you ever lived? Have you ever, like, lived among people?
Was there federal funding for these experiments? Yeah, I'm going to go into a bar. I'm going to claim I make $1 million a year, and I'm going to see if I can get laid.
Or the
this
worst.
This is going to cost, like, $50,000.
Or the worst lie of all, really. I love you.
Oh, boy.
If that's what you're doing.
That's a bad lie.
It's a bad one.
I'm a woman. If you're not, is not a good lie.
But that's immediately known. The whole I
maybe
love thing.
Maybe not immediately enough.
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Want to do more with your money in 2020? Noble Gold can help. The time to invest in gold is right now. Gold offers security. Security against inflation. Security against impending recession. And security against yet another stock market crash. Call Noble Gold. Noble does it all, from gold coins to gold and precious metals IRAs. The experts at Noble Gold have been helping people invest in gold and precious metals for over 20 years. Want to know more about us? Here's what one of our satisfied customers said about Noble Gold. They don't pressure you. They make sure you have all the information you need to make your decision. It's time to diversify, protect, and expand your portfolio by investing in a tangible asset that has real value. It's time to call Noble Gold. Call Noble Gold Investments right now. 833-925-0264. That's 833-925-0264. 833-925-0264. Or visit learnaboutgold.org.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah. We also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street near Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's a lot of trumpet on National Saxophone Day. That's all I'm saying. National Saxophone Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Whatever that means.
Strains of the saxophone.
Creator was named Adolph Sax. I didn't realize the saxophone, the sax part of the saxophone was the guy's last name.
Yeah. I'll be darned. My son's still cruising along with his cello lessons that he's taking at school, playing the cello, and doing pretty well. I'm pretty proud of him.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love the cello.
Yeah.
Beautiful instrument.
He
chose
I'm
pretty good at picking up instruments and getting reasonably competent reasonably quickly with them. I couldn't make the saxophone make any noise. I blew and I blew and I drooled all over the thing and I chewed on it and I just, no, it's, all right, never mind.
Speaking of sax and violins.
I couldn't even make it do that. Sorry.
I've never attempted to blow into a reeded instrument, so I don't have any idea if I could or not.
You couldn't do any worse than I did.
When sex is on our minds, lying comes naturally. According to six different studies done by major universities, I'm always somewhat amused by studies that are done on things that everybody knows. That is common knowledge, really. Mm-hmm. Why they do studies or what the point of it is, I don't know. Must be a reason.
Maybe to get to a deeper truth, Jack.
Actually, there doesn't have to be a reason. When the possibility of a sexual or romantic encounter reveals itself, studies find, people are very likely to present themselves in a deceptive manner in order to appear as attractive as possible to the potential new mate.
Can you imagine that, Sean?
This is
particularly in terms of apple picking, for instance.
This is shocking stuff already.
The story checks out.
According to scientists from the University of Rochester and university in Israel, as our sexual systems are activated in the presence of an attractive stranger, your sexual systems have been activated.
Hey, baby, you've activated my sexual systems.
Oh, yeah.
In the presence of an attractive stranger, it's common for people to embellish, conform, change their attitudes regarding certain topics, and outright
like
lie.
Apple picking.
An outright lie, all to make a good first impression. I like when Sean uses an example of women doing this, because women do it, too. It's only not only guys that embellish.
Right.
You know.
Oh,
the,
please.
Oh, sure, I love watching baseball games. Do you? That's funny. We've been dating 6 months, now you hate them. So, you know, that sort of thing.
Not to mention certain acts, and I don't mean the second act from Hamlet. Ew.
To be clear, what the research team dubbed the activation of the sexual system doesn't actually entail physical sexual arousal. You might have been picturing, you know, various physical things that occur.
Were you?
Instead, it refers to when our brains first become aware that we're attracted to someone nearby and begin to formulate sexual thoughts and inclinations.
Okay.
I remember a psychology class when I was in college. It still sticks in my head because it was mind-blowing to me. I'd never thought about this before. He said, everybody in this room has already determined who else in this room they would have sex with.
Yes.
Or would not. Thank you, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody looked around and thought, wow.
Everyone in my case, yeah.
Did I do that? Yes, I did. And then, of course, you immediately go to,
yeah.
What list was I on for all these other people?
How did I score?
Can we have a show of hands over here for me?
Or is this?
No, seriously, raise your hands now. Now? Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I guess I'm over? Wow.
If I'm on your list, meet me at the gymnasium.
But that's pretty
interesting. You wouldn't waste your time.
I don't know if that goes on throughout your entire life. It's clearly true for a bunch of 19-year-old college students. Is that throughout your life, or is there a point where you stop doing that? Whether
yes. I would hope so.
Subconsciously, though, it's subconscious. It's not like I consciously sat there in class and went, yes, yes, no, definitely yes. No,
yeah.
It's not that way. It's a subconscious.
Right, right. Good point. It almost reminds me of when you go deeper into your task manager on your computer and you see what percentage of the CPU is being used by the various applications. I think it goes from, you know, 17.8% down to 3.6%. But, yeah, it's probably still happening.
Yeah, which is pretty darn interesting. So that's what they mean by activating the sexual system. And then that person's on your list of, yes, if the circumstances were different, I'm not married, I don't have kids, I have any interest, you weren't married, all these different things happen,
sure.
I would.
Yes, that happens.
I think that happens on a subconscious level with every person we meet. Which is pretty interesting.
I was getting laid a lot. It's amazing.
They found out that with some of the experiments that participants would flat out contradict a stance or opinion they had literally written out at some point to researchers. Like, I do not like dogs.
Right.
Oh, I love dogs.
Right.
You would flat out contradict something you had said.
Well, and you might, at that moment, kind of like dogs.
Or change your mind.
In your brain.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying happens, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I see more value in liking dogs.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136.
Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Maya Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code. On display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
So we've got to delve more into that. People are willing to lie for sex. That overstates the premise here. It's a good hook to get you, to keep you around, I think, though. We'll dig a little deeper into that. It's pretty interesting. And I got a perfectly good example of from my own life. So stay tuned for that. Right now, we need to get to the news with Marsha Phillips.
Well, it turns out 56% of respondents in a new poll expect President Trump to be reelected next year.
56%.
56%.
Wow, that question has been asked before. The percentage of people who think he will get reelected is way higher than the percentage that want him to be reelected.
Right.
Or want him to be, you know, want him to be impeached, or all these different things. But I don't know if it's cynicism among a certain crowd. Some of you Trump haters must just think it's so rigged, or the country's so racist and stupid, or whatever your reasoning is.
Maybe it's just understanding the power of incumbency.
Yeah, I doubt it's that.
Anyway, the Politico Morning Consult poll also found high levels of enthusiasm for the election among Republicans and Democrats. They're saying, the pollsters are saying, 92% of respondents said they are likely to vote in next year's national election.
What percent?
92%.
What? We usually get about a 50 to 60% turnout on really big elections.
Isn't it more like 40?
On the really big ones? I thought the Obama election was in the
50s. Oh, yeah, that was the record setter, wasn't it? Yeah. But the point remains, 90, what?
That would be... Well, Sean and I were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Voter turnout is not only everything. It's so many people don't vote. Sean could get elected president if all the people who don't vote voted.
I've only raised slightly less money than Wayne Messam.
There's enough people out there that don't vote to get anybody elected president.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So that's a real wild card. But, boy, if it... Well, Obama, I think... Can you look that up, turnout for Obama?
Right.
I think it was close to 60, and it was the all-time record. But, God, if we get up toward 90... There's no tell. Trump could win by 15 million votes or lose by that many if you get a 90% turnout.
By the way, Sean, you're on. There's going to be a lot of character assassination. Okay, I'm a friend. I'm just. I mean, I don't want you to be blindsided.
Oh, it's a rich field.
Yeah. The political pollsters say that passions about Trump for and against are fueling all this voting enthusiasm.
That's the race for turnout, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people out there, well, we've got to turn out because we hate Trump so much. And then there's a big crowd of, we've got to turn out because I don't think it's going to be as much we love Trump so much as we hate the people who hate Trump so much.
Yes.
Right.
There's a lot of that.
Right. And for the poll, they surveyed nearly 2,000 registered voters and in the national survey. So it was fairly wide.
We think we're tired of the election.
Yeah.
So there's the turnout for... Was it that high?
55% in 2016.
So 2008, it was almost 60%, because I just remembered it was almost 60%. Yeah. But it was
of
about
the voting
55%
age population. So that's the low number. It's not like of registered voters or whatever. That's of voting age population. Okay, that's better than I thought it was. I'm surprised by that.
For presidential elections, because we think the president is the king, you get a state election going, you're going to get like 15%.
Off year, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Because only the president matters in anybody's life. But still, if it were 90%, it's almost doubling.
Yeah.
What's really interesting to me now that I'm drilling down on that poll a little bit is from 2004 to 2016, the high was 58.2 and the low was 54.9. So a 3.3% swing from the high to the low, that's not that big.
But if it's anything close to 90, like this poll claims.
That would be shocking if it's that high.
It won't. But what
will it hit 60
or 70?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. No idea. But well, there's no doubt. People are more into the president than ever before.
Boo!
By far.
Yeah.
And I was about to say, we think we're sick of the election talk now.
Mm.
Oh, my God. When it starts, and if it's close, if the polls show it's close between Trump and whoever, oh, my God, I can't even imagine what the coverage is going to be like those last couple of months.
Vomit-worthy?
What are the ratings for the debates going to be? Trump and Elizabeth Warren on stage.
It'll be fun to talk about.
Whew.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic presidential primary battleground front, Joe Biden not going to be the nice guy anymore, taking a shot at Elizabeth Warren after Warren said Biden...
Liz, get a razor blade, bang it on the curb, put it in the rain barrel, and get ready.
Well, because if you don't, I mean, so you'll have a razor blade for a knife fight.
Right.
But his will be rusty and yours won't, so he'll cut you, and you'll get tetanus. You'll cut him, and he'll be fine.
Right.
I guess
get him rusty.
Biden going after Warren because she said Biden is running in the wrong presidential primary and doing nothing but repeating Republican talking points. Speaking at a Pittsburgh fundraiser and in a subsequent post online, Biden, without using Warren's name, referred to her attack saying it's, quote, condescending to have what he called a my way or the highway approach to policy.
Okay, so the Obama people are, I believe, universally against Elizabeth Warren. Not just not excited about her, they're against her. They're writing opinion pieces, giving speeches, going on shows. All the Obama crowd.
Right.
Which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's the most popular president in since Eisenhower.
4 years ago.
Just 4 years ago.
3 years ago.
She's leading right now, and all the Obama people are coming out. No way. So I mentioned Steve Rattner. Worked in the Obama administration, Hillary supporter on Morning Joe every single day. The Warren way is the wrong way. Let me hit you with just like a paragraph from the New York Times today. Thank you for providing us, Ms. Warren, with yet more evidence that a Warren presidency is a terrifying prospect when brought closer by your surge in the polls. He calls her presidency a terrifying prospect.
Wow.
A former Obama person.
Oh, boy.
How weird is that? All right.
And in the world of sport, Los Angeles Chargers owner Dean Spanos profanely denied a report that the NFL team could potentially relocate to London, saying, quote, it's total effing BS. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we are planning to be for a long effing time, period.
All right. That's plenty of F-bombs, sir. You know, speaking of obscenities, a special invitation for Chargers fans. I'm going to say a sentence, but I'm going to leave a blank at the end, and you can shout whatever word you like in your home or in your car.
There you go.
Dean Spanos is a real... There you go. Hope you enjoyed that.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
I heard a lot of good ideas out there. One was a reference to male genitals. One was the anus. That was very good. A piece of what? Yep, that's a good one, too. Good. I'm hearing lots of good ideas.
There's no wrong answers here.
That's right. Just turn it loose.
So the morning, did you say that was the morning consult poll that says 90% of people are expecting
political to political morning consult.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they won't, but.
Such uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, when I was 18, I expected to date Jessica Biel. You know, expectations don't always shake hands with reality.
But right, and sometimes the day gets there, you're tired.
But if only half of that extra crowd does, you're at 70%, which would be just nobody's ever seen that sort of thing before.
Oh, yeah. And again, as tightly packed as those numbers were, 65 would be astounding.
Sure.
70, forget it. Rewrite the record books. Well, that's what happens when there's a new record, right? Anyway.
Anyway, I made my point. More on that study that we're willing to lie for sex that is so shocking, coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will award $2,500 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $2,500 a week, week after week, for life. This prize is guaranteed to be awarded on December 30th, so don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. December 30th, you could win $2,500 a week for life. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 12/23. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
That dancing is going to cause you to lie to her. That's what's going to happen right there.
What are you talking about?
We're watching Good Morning America, and some young singer woman is shaking herself around.
And she's wearing like a 1963 go-go dress, too.
That's the Tina Turner dress.
Hat.
And according to these new studies that are out that nobody needed to hear, we're willing to lie. Lying comes naturally when sex is on our mind. When our sexual systems have been activated in the presence of an attractive stranger.
And again, that's the very beginning, perhaps unconscious realization that I'm kind of attracted to this person.
Yeah, no sexual arousal. Just when our brains first become aware that we are attracted to someone nearby and begins to formulate sexual thoughts and inclinations. We all do this, whether we're willing to admit it or even acknowledge it consciously or not. Especially when you're younger and unattached. Obviously.
Oh, please.
Everybody you meet, a determination is made, could this be a mate of mine or not?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
I did it again. I'm to blame.
Whoops, he did it again.
And maybe we'll try to squeeze it in.
Whatever he's talking about, there's a thing that he didn't do. He didn't do it.
So we lie. We're willing to lie, and it just comes to us naturally when we run into people and we've been sexually activated in our brain. Here's somebody that I would be interested in having sex with. In some experiments, they found that participants would flat out contradict a stance or opinion they had literally written out previously in the study to appease a sexually attractive individual's ideals.
Yes.
For instance, you may have 6 months ago told a researcher you do not like dogs.
Yeah.
You just told this girl, I love dogs, or I like dogs, or whatever.
Yeah.
I think this is
I like some dogs.
Lucid definition of lying. I think this is more of an example of our principles, for lack of a better term.
How about priorities?
Our priorities are not nearly as set in stone as we think.
Right.
And given, provided with new information, we are very willing to readjust our own.
Is the new information you're hot?
Yes.
Yes.
And you might be interested in me.
Trust John on this. He's made a life study of it.
The third or fourth experiments focused on whether or not people would lie about their past number of sexual partners. Men and women do this.
Don't bring it up!
Not a joke.
This is what's interesting, though. If you're just in a group of people, you're out at a bar. There's six of you at a table having drinks Friday afternoon. The topic comes up. If it's a crowd full of people you have no sexual interest in, you'll tell the truth. If there's anybody in that crowd you have interest in, you're going to lie with a lower number.
You will craft your answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they're saying, basically.
Right. Right.
Which is interesting. Yeah. Men and women do that with the common lied number 7.
Well, is it just, I know you have more to this. I don't want to get off on tangents, but the whole, the truth, it's also relative. Do I feel strongly enough about this to queer the deal? Is one way to express it. Whether it's, do you like apple picking? Do you like baseball? How do you feel about cats? I'm not crazy about cats, but you're really cute. You seem to like cats. I don't hate cats. So then you say, yeah, I like cats.
And then would you go ahead
and who cares?
Be a cat owner with her for the rest of your life, even though you don't like cats?
Maybe for one cat's life. Cat dies, we talk about it again.
Have you considered a dog?
And I tell you what, listen, this is not the sort of radio show where we get graphic. But there are a variety of acts of love that are more likely or less likely to happen depending on passion. I mean, if you're out of control, passionate, the menu is larger.
Have I had a drink?
There's that as well.
At that point, you've got a Cheesecake Factory menu. I mean, that thing's pages long.
Well, right. If you are madly in love, crazed with lust, and you've had a couple of drinks, exactly, Cheesecake Factory. You know,
too many choices.
I don't know.
I'm stymied. Randomly, I'll go with the 23.
Maybe, spin the wheel.
Maybe a while down the road, it's more like you've gone to a convention. They ask you, do you want the chicken or the beef? I mean, there are two choices.
Here's my biggest.
And you're glad to have them.
And I don't know what you do with this. Here's my biggest example. Sean mentioned a little bit ago. You tell her you like dogs, and maybe you decide, you know what, I do kind of like dogs. With you, I like dogs. I guess. I
like you enough to change my stance on dogs.
Right. Here's mine. And it wasn't a lie, although if you had told me The day before, if you'd ask me, do you want to have kids? I'd have said, no, I have no plans on having kids. I never had had any plans on having kids in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I meet my wife, who was, then we were in the very early beginning. She wasn't even my girlfriend yet, just of flirting and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I wanted to have kids, and I said, yes. And I even thought to myself at the time, I still remember it, why did you say that? You've never said yes to that question in your entire life. And then I actually thought to myself, are you lying just because, you know, she wants to? And I thought, no, I would. I do. I think I do. And I did. And since then, I have been, and if you listen to the show, you know, I consider it the most important thing I've ever done. I can't even imagine why I was living a life before I had kids. It seems pointless and stupid to me.
To amuse me.
But up until that moment, I had never said yes to that question ever.
How interesting.
So is that a lie? Or did I just meet the right mate?
Yeah.
Which kind of takes the romance out of it when you call somebody your mate. But.
I don't know. As positive Sean breeding pointed
partner,
out.
Try that.
Breeding partner.
That's brilliant.
Again, I don't think lie is the right word. It's a reordering of priorities and listen.
If I had said no, I would have never, we would have never coupled.
Right.
And I knew that.
Right.
So that's the sort of lie a guy might tell.
The urge, the need, Jack, the imperative to pass on one's genes is...
Even my genes?
Well, even yours. Is so strong that, yeah, when the opportunity presents itself, everything else becomes somewhat trivial. Biological and deeply psychological level, yeah.
I'm not the sort of person that could knowingly lie about that. I've known guys who can lie about anything if they think it's going to get them into bed. The I love you, the yes, I'll have kids. I could have never said, yes, I'd love to have kids if I didn't. I just couldn't do it. I just not built that way. But, yeah.
How about if you say, I'd love to have kids walk by the house?
But say that part really
I'd
quiet.
Love to have three or four children next door.
But say it out of the side of your mouth.
Right, exactly. Does that count?
Hey, kids, it's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
Breeding partner.
Here's Would your you host. Be my breeding partner?
Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody. A what? It's our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips.
Well, I have been asked to provide the entree for a Thanksgiving family gathering. So the question is going to be, should it be prepared supermarket turkey or prepared supermarket ham?
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Both good.
Tough question.
All right.
Hey, Michelangelo, pressing the buttons in the control room. Final thought?
Yeah, you know, I might try out the Walmart grocery service. I've been meaning to kind of try out these delivery services and see if they work, except I worry about fruit and vegetables because I like squeezing that stuff in the store.
Wow.
Squeeze it when it gets home.
Positive, yeah. Sean, final thought for you?
I will cede the remainder of my time to one Tucker Carlson.
But first, I would like to open this evening with a breathless update on how some obscure diplomat you've never heard of said something forgettable to an even more obscure Ukrainian government official about a topic that has literally nothing to do with your life or the future of our country. Then we're going to drone on about this non-story for the entire hour tonight and every night this week, hoping that by sheer volume and repetition, we can give it the illusion of relevance. Hope you find it edifying.
Oof, that left a mark. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
If that poll is correct, that the 90% of people say they're going to vote, are people going to feel like they were denied the big showdown if he gets booted out of office and don't get to vote? I know some people would still be eager to toss him out, but...
Yeah.
I think some people want that TV show. I think a lot of people want that TV show, the debates, the election, the big payoff to this whole drama.
It would be really, really great for the whole tribal gathering thing that's so important in political America right now. My final thought is I'm still terrible at figuring out whether I'm dealing with stress well or if I'm dealing with stress badly. Maybe we ought to talk about this tomorrow.
It's a good one.
Sometimes I think, no, I'm calm, it's good, I understand, I'm working through it. Then I realize, no, I'm just suppressing. I don't know the difference. I'm bad at it.
I usually realize that when I smash an inanimate object.
Or scream at a fellow motorist. Serenity now! Does that work?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have a lot of great clicks for you. Email us mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say...
how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Change your life. I feel sad for you. Find someone to love. A charity. Something.
Armstrong and...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.